Right now, NPR is looking for the best student podcast, including right here in Champaign-Urbana. Joining me now is Steve Drummond and Janet Wujun Lee from NPR's Education Desk. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
I was looking over some of the titles from last year's winners and honorable mentions, which included podcasts about wearing hijabs.
And we'll be podcasting about me wearing the hijab.
Also, ice cream, mental health, instant ramen, and one of my favorite titles, Chicago Cub Players Who Need Improvement, Very Illinois. Janet, what kinds of stories are NPR looking for?
Yeah, well, the fun thing about this contest is that you can make a story and enter with a podcast on any topic that excites you. Now, I can give some pointers as to what stories we tend to get a lot. A lot of them have been about young people exploring who they are, where they come from, stories on identity, race, gender, and how they're navigating through that.
Food is their love language. But paradoxically, another aspect of our culture contradicts this idea and prevents many Asian Americans from having a healthy relationship with food.
So yeah, there's really a range every year, and we're really open to just hearing whatever you want to talk about, something that excites you, something that you can't stop talking about, something that you want to get off your chest.
There are some high schools with full-blown radio stations, and then there are also under-resourced schools in a lot of rural areas here in central Illinois, as well as some with urban areas as well. If your school doesn't have a radio station or kids, you know, can they still enter, and how do they do that?
Oh, very much so. And it's one of the cool things about podcasting is it's kind of a democratic medium. It doesn't take much more than a cell phone and a computer to make a really good podcast. We've seen this at NPR, where once upon a time, you know, it took elaborate studios like the ones we're sitting in right now. But now people can do a really good podcast from their basement. And we're seeing students recording in their bedrooms or their closets or maybe in their classroom. And yes, some schools have a podcasting club and some schools have, you know, elaborate equipment. But we have seen now that we've been doing the contest for more than 5 years, those aren't always the winners. We've had students from all different economic levels and types of schools and backgrounds and everything. It's been a lot of fun.
Janet, what was one of the more memorable podcasts that you remember from recent years?
I really liked our high school winner podcast from last year that comes from Jackson, Mississippi, that touches on the water crisis in the student's hometown through the lens and voice of a high schooler.
Hi, I'm Georgiana McKinney, and this is Real Mississippi, a student podcast written, recorded, and produced by students at the Mississippi School for Mathematics and Science. Jackson, Mississippi has been dealing with water issues for a long period of time, but the issue has recently gotten worse. In the summer of 2022, the city...
Steve, what about you? What's one of the more memorable podcasts you remember?
A fifth grade student who did a podcast about tater tots and whether people and his classmates liked tater tots or not. And we sat around my desk at NPR laughing about this podcast over and over again. The student had actually called up Orida, the company that makes tater tots.
Here's what people have to say about tater tots.
Tater tots are very good because they're easy to eat in one bite.
Here's what some more people have to say about tater tots.
I like tater tots because they're mushy and not so crunchy like fries.
Here's someone who doesn't like tater tots.
The contest is now open through May 3rd, and you can find all the information we just talked about, as well as the submission form, on npr.org/studentpodcastchallenge.
Steve Drummond and Janet Wujung Lee from NPR's Education Desk, thank you for joining me, and let's hope Central Illinois gets on the map this year with a great podcast.
Thank you. Yeah, we hope so too.
Thank you. Yeah, excited to hear what you've got.